Yeah, thank you.
Any specific position or you sit where we are?
Well, you guys just leave it.
I'll show some slides.
Natural.
You put this one.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Like this way?
Yep, like this way.
Yeah, I think it's not bad like this.
Thank you.
And don't forget the
So hi everyone. Thanks for coming to this meeting. Well, as you all know, the topic of this morning's meeting is the fact that we're moving and we're going to get more space, so that's a very good piece of news. But we also have to find out how we use this space. So if you want, I'll just give a brief overview of what's happening, and then we can talk about, well, arranging these new the new office space. So in case you haven't seen the document, let me just show you very briefly the configuration of the space. So, well, there is nothing much to say. Well, you know how many of us are present, and you know that we are a bit tight, actually, in our present location. That's why, actually, the university finally allocated us this this part of the Unimile building, so it's at the sixth floor, and it's a set of contiguous rooms, as you can all see from here. So the 1P, 2P, 3P means the number of persons. As you can see, we have so a corridor with a number of rooms, of one-person rooms, two-person room, and three-person rooms. Actually, I think Agnes did this nice drawing, so she even put the views. So we have the old town on one side and the mountains on the other two sides. We have some bathrooms for us, and the courtyard, which actually means a sort of shaft, because the court is down the first floor.
Andre, just a clarification question. Are the number of people per room indicated strict, or can we play around with? I mean, if there are two people, is it really that you can't put three or two and a half, or how was it calculated?
Well, it's a bit difficult to say because, in fact, we have some constraints in terms of furniture. They're here. So, well, your question actually is answered maybe by the third item. So each person should get, well, it's a sort of desk. It's made of two pieces, and it looks like a corner with, of course, a chair, a filing cabinet that goes under the desk. And, well, we can put hanging shelves over the desks. So I'm not really sure it's possible to get three desks in a two-person office, but we can try. What should be said here, I don't know if, well, I will redistribute now documents. If you don't have them, maybe it's easier. Do you need something, Martin?
Everything.
I can keep this for you. So it's yeah. You have a copy, Susan. You need to David, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, there are more places than people, so we won't be that constrained. As you know, some of us and some of you here, actually, Martin, David, are part time. So it's for the moment quite comfortable. Normally we should even get an extra place for, you know, temporary people coming to work on the project. I counted. So we have 15 first physical persons,
mm-hmm.
and about 16, I think, persons. Oh, actually 18 persons in the offices.
Yeah, but counting the reading room.
Exactly. So one of the issues here, it's probably not on the slides, is that we would like to have, unlike what we had until now, a lounge or reading room,
mm-hmm.
In one of the offices, so in one of the rooms.
Do we really need that?
I think quite a lot of people express the need for that. So if we could do it, I think it would be much nicer. Let me also say something.
Don't forget the time we spend for discussions about that room. So we should be able to valorize this.
Yeah, I
still agree
so
with you that we are not so large as far as space is concerned, because 15 people to put in their 18 positions.
Mm-hmm.
So to the best, if you take the 2 people room for the reading room, then you have
16
place
slots for 15 people. So it still should be feasible.
That also means that the growth will be zero.
Yeah, I think that's quite important to manage some space. Maybe we can think of some two
visiting
or three
visiting researchers, students coming for exchange students, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me finish with the constraints, which are almost done. So we also need to find a spot for the photocopier, the fax machine, and the printer. The fax, is very small, but the photocopier is quite huge, and the printer is this size. Okay, the offices come with whiteboards, not very, very important. The furniture that each person has, and you have a list of people. So the thing you ought to know is that we're not the only ones that are thinking about about putting people in these rooms. There is another group that is also having discussions. So the idea is that today we'll just sort of start seeing the main constraints, and then you have time to go and think about it, ask the people your assistants, for instance. And at the next meeting, we'll try to come with one solution. The other group will also propose a solution, and then there will be another negotiation. So.
And if we don't get this space, then what happens?
If we don't get these
yeah.
Well, basically, they're promised to us. So, do you think there are chances that they take from us one of the rooms, or?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's.
No, the chances might be that there are more people to put in that space.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. I think maybe we should take this into account and maybe think of some of the bigger rooms with 4 people, one being temporary or part-time. Okay, so maybe we could try to see now what would be the main options, say the general arrangement options. Do you think that we should put people, say, according to projects, for instance, in the table that that we have? We also have the main projects on which the people are working. So how...
Andre, sorry for interrupting, but one, again, clarification question. What is the real margin of maneuver that we have for these discussions? Because at least we are 50% of from EPFL, and sometimes we have meetings where the decision is already taken, so and you can spend quite a lot of time discussing things. So what will be the impact of what we will come out?
Oh, actually, what is fixed is the number of rooms. This we cannot really change. I mean, at least not us. It would be much more difficult to get another room, for instance. But what is absolutely not fixed is the arrangement of the people in the rooms. So basically, all the permutations are possible.
Another way of asking the question: is there any other group already working on how this should be allocated, or are we the one that is supposed to do the proposition for you?
Well, what we are looking for is a solution that suits everyone and that makes the maximum of people happy. So the other group is—I don't think we have to see them as competitors, but they're just trying to find another local optimum. Or
why don't they have any representative here?
Yeah, why didn't we have a meeting together?
Well, they form a group, and then Andrea and Agnes will discuss about it. You are the representative of this group.
I think that's, there is no real competition between the two, but we'll just try to find at least 2 solutions and see how close they are, actually. It's I think, the people who decided this thought it was the best solution to, find two kinds of opinions. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we could have been eight sitting around here and talking, but I think it's more difficult.
No, but you know that's the standard thing. It's supposed that somebody for some strange reasons want to be in the corner, and we don't know about that. We'll put her or him somewhere else. Then we will do plenty of work for nothing,
mm-hmm.
because we'll not have this constraint.
Well,
be aware of this constraint.
Exactly. I think so. So today the goal is not to find a solution today, but to set some constraints, and then go and see the people and find out if they have any preferences. Obviously, we won't be able to accommodate all the preferences, but at least we'll find the most important ones.
Well, certainly we have to ask Peret and Maggie, since they're not here, because
mm-hmm.
they also have a lot of students that they have to see, as we do, and so that's another consideration, too.
Yeah, I think so. That's one of the things. I think we know that they have students. We don't know exactly if they prefer, for instance, to be alone or to... Well, to be with their assistant, or even with another person working on the project. So that would have been maybe another solution, is to ask everyone to provide an arrangement. But I think that's a bit hard then to work out. So since all of you have a copy of the drawing, I think for the next time, maybe you could come with a concrete proposal with names on it. But let us try to see today whether we prefer to organize people, say, by projects or just professor and assistant. So what would be, say, first your preferences, since let's start with us maybe today. What do you think about it? Would you prefer to be alone? Would you prefer to be with your assistant? You who are part-time, do you think you can come here on a very regular schedule, or is it part-time but variable during the week?
Me personally, I would like to share the room with assistants, as when you have problems of normal life, like the printer doesn't work, I don't want to ask this to my supervisor, so it's better to be with an assistant to share the room.
Uh-huh. And since you're coming on the half-time,
mm-hmm.
do you think you will be able to group your presence here, say, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, or is it going to be much more random?
I don't think it's a good idea to share the same desk.
Okay.
I still would like to have my drawers and these things.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, Martin, you're also half-time, and, the third person is Gisela. I think it's quite clear that each person should have their own...
Yes,
and
I agree with
that. No way we could put two persons at the same desk.
Where part-time is important is that it's an overall load on the room. So for sure, if you have a part-time person, it reduces the ranges of time where too many people in the room.
Yeah, I think
as far as I'm concerned, I probably might be able to have a kind of a regular presence here. The thing that in my case has to be taken into account is that I will have a lot of phone calls, so
mm-hmm.
talking over the phone all the time, so that's not necessarily, it depends on, I have nothing against sharing an office with somebody, I already did it before, so it was perfectly fine. It just has to be somebody who can work while somebody else is having phone calls in the room, which is very much dependent on people. Some people are not disturbed at all by this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just can't work.
Are you disturbed by the phone calls of other people?
I'm not.
Okay.
But what might happen, but it will not be so heavy here at ISCO, is visitors, so that I will have more at EPFL, typically students coming in or asking for things. I'm not teaching here, I'm teaching at EPFL, this shouldn't be such a big load. So for me, it will be essentially,
mm-hmm.
I will not be able to be silent in the room, because I will be communicating also through vocal means. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before talking more about individual preferences, is there any possibility, what they have done in the Faculty of Law, for example, that they actually split rooms? And so we would take one of the two people rooms and split it, and you would see that you would have the same size office, but that would give the privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Insofar as in just about every other faculty in the building, every professor has their own office. And it's really, it goes a bit far that we have to have this all this sharing. And so one option, and that, but that we would need to ask about if we could split one of the rooms. So.
You go for boxes, for instance, in the bigger rooms where you have
like cubicles.
Cubicles. Yeah.
That doesn't really solve it.
Mm.
I mean, there's really
you
a
really
difference
want
to
have walls.
To have your own. Yeah, and sometimes you have you need to have private discussions with somebody or whatever. So.
I will try to find out whether we can separate. I think for the moment the answer at least is no, because it's not only making a wall but also making a new door. So it's quite a lot of work, but I will try to find this out for the next time. So at least for the moment, as you can see, there are, I can show them here on the screen. So there are these two rooms on the left that accommodate one person. So at least some of the professors, since you're four, could go take these rooms, and quite a lot of rooms with two persons. How do you feel, Susan, about the professor sharing the room with her assistant, so the one which is the most involved in the teaching?
Well, I think it's really a matter of personal preference. As you know, I prefer to have my own office.
Mm.
I also have a lot of phone calls and have to see people, and with the other work that I'm doing with the rectorate, that is really confidential information that I'm treating. So I have to be really careful about too. But it's a personal preference. Insofar as what we've had up until now, both Maggie and Piafet have been happy to share with others. So I mean, I think that we should still check with them.
I fully agree with that. That's it's much easier for me to foresee having two people of the same position sharing a room.
Well, not sharing with each other. They could share
with their
students,
because that's it's tricky because of confidentiality reasons, as you said. You are discussing a budget on a project over the phone. Typically, you don't necessarily want to have somebody who will be dependent on that budget being part of the discussion.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Maybe we could look a bit at the projects. Do you think it's a good idea to put together in the same room as much as possible people from the same projects, since they talk quite a lot?
Project doesn't last in time. Mm. It will change.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that will not that will change only progressively in time is the status of the people.
Well, yeah, and some of the PhD students will hopefully
they will promote
finish their PhD at some point.
But still, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also some of the people mentioned here are working on more than one project too. So, for example, Marianne de Finn, she's also working with me on the virtual campus project. So, that one wasn't mentioned. But I'm not saying that I necessarily want to be with her in the office, but it's just to say people are working on sometimes more than one project. Yeah.
If projects are what you have in mind, I think that meeting room is the tool for that. If you need to have people in a project talking together, they just have a meeting room. If it's not too far away, then it's a very good practice.
Well, actually, so the lounge could serve as some kind of meeting room, but there are also more formal meeting rooms available in the building.
That's why I was quite receptive to Susan's remark at the beginning. Is I wouldn't formulate it in such an extreme way as, do we really need a lounge? But I would probably formulate it in a way that, do we want to have only a lounge? Or something that can be used only as a meeting room, because meeting rooms to me are very important tools to do collaborative work.
Mm-hmm.
But on the
so
other
I think
hand,
we need
have to relax. So.
Yeah, and I think also we need a separate discussion on the furnishing of the lounge.
We'll
whole other topic.
No, the lounge okay, but I think we need to also see it as an overflow place when we have visitors for any length of time, so they actually have a place to work.
Because that's really one of my worries with the plan that we have here, is that it provides no possibilities of expansion. And this will happen. I mean, you can't prevent having visitors. You shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. For the moment, actually, I think only one slot would be fully free.
For 15 people, it's not enough.
Yeah, that means one visitor at a time, or one intern. Yeah,
we have four professors here.
It's funny that we moved to another building because we ran out of space and we have the same problem.
Yes, but we have more space here than what we currently have.
Yeah,
so
it's already a progress.
At least some.
And you're working. I think, yeah. Okay, so one of the things I have to do for the next time is find out about the separations between rooms.
Because this is really related with security regulation as well. I mean, you can't just put walls in rooms.
Yeah, I think it's quite a heavy transformation of the building.
It's not necessarily heavy in terms of work. It's heavy in terms of administrative authorization.
Mm-hmm. And okay, I'll try to find out. And the other question is, can we squeeze maybe four people in the, or at least four places in the three P room?
I think so. If you organize the desks in a intelligent way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully visitors don't need as much, say, filing space or.
That's the point.
Yeah, they don't have that many papers. Okay, so that's I have to ask. So you don't really feel very strongly attached to this grouping by project idea?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, because they can share their ideas across the project. So
coffee machines are made for that.
But
yeah, exactly.
Usually when new assistants come, they would like to share the room with someone that knows it's related with the project. So you can
proximity doesn't play a big role there. You can discuss with people.
They
the space is very small, I mean, altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to discuss about the projects. You more need to discuss about where is the printer, how do I get furniture, I don't have a pencil, where is the box with the pencils, and so on. This is not project related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, if you look now at the current division of the offices, for example, Bruno and Agnes are sharing an office and they're working on totally different projects. And,
mm-hmm.
and they're just fine.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the main things we'll have to ask is whether people have strong preferences either in staying with someone or in not staying. Are you aware of any strong constraints right now?
Well, there were, but they sort of disappeared as of October when, smoking rule came in. Because before we were grouping smokers, and now that there's no smoking, I guess that's not a very important option. But
okay, yeah, that's true. So smoking is now no longer a constraint.
Well, except for that maybe you don't even want anybody smoking on your balcony, so.
Yeah.
Is it allowed to smoke inside an office? If it's one person, not anymore.
No, it's
non-smoking.
In principle, it's a non-smoking building. You can smoke outside,
mm-hmm.
so you can go outside onto the balcony.
Not even in the
cafeteria.
Smoke.
Not even in the
cafeteria.
No, full
non-smoking
building
regulation
for all of the 6,000 students.
On the roof, maybe.
On the balcony.
Yeah,
on the balcony.
Yeah.
Normally.
There's that terrace.
But Andre,
there's no place inside the building.
No.
Wow, at the PFL it's not a smoking campus, but there are some places.
Still some places where smokers can survive.
Yeah.
But Andre, just a comment about your previous request. I don't think that anyone will provide you information such as who doesn't want to be with whom. That's a typical output of research in expert systems. These are the rules that you'll never get, but you can get them through a proposal. So you propose a setup where people are with other people's, and they will find politically correct ways to tell you that they don't want to have a view on the mountains, but they prefer to have view on the old town. So they
on the toilets.
On the toilets. They would prefer to be in another
mm-hmm.
room.
We do have one constraint that's difficult, which is Gisela, because when she's there, she's very noisy. She's on
but
the phone a lot.
That's part of
it's
the
by
work.
Nature, by the nature of her work. That
mm-hmm.
a lot of it is communication.
Yes, Martin said also for him, and especially for her, the interface.
And
so
that's a problem, you're right, because
mm-hmm.
because we don't have a one person, we don't have enough one person rooms mm-hmm. for accommodating the admin place. And if you put two persons or three persons for the admin space, who else will you put in there?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have any assistant manager, or we have only one half-time admin, and no other non-researcher positions, if I'm not mistaken. And this is really a piece of a problem. Maybe you could put some visitors, but it's not very realistic
mm-hmm.
in an admin
room. I think
room,
putting Gisela with the other admin of the school is not an option because
that's
we weren't offered.
Excellent.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Why don't we ask about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to find out.
We can't put the researcher there. It's just either you lose one position or you find another admin or assistant manager.
I mean, there is certainly enough space down the hall. You get all of those offices that are, where half of them are also half-time, and they're very underused. So.
Okay, we'll try. But all these are, say, sort of difficult questions because they involve changing also the offices of the school, and you know, people just don't want to change in general. Let's see, maybe we can find some temporary, well, at least a proposal for Gisela. So since the one-person rooms are quite, well, sort of desired by a lot of people,
That's not true. No? To me, there are two options possible. Is either we can take one of the one-person rooms for the admin, because some of typically the professors have good reasons for sharing. Sharing either with a colleague or sharing with some of their one of their PhD students. In that case, it's realistic. Then we could very simply allocate the one person rooms for the admin, and that would solve the problem. The other thing is to take a two person room for the admin. That could be the one close to the here in the center. So
the middle one.
Yeah. But that no the other one the one up
this
one.
Okay.
But then the question of what do we do with the second position there remains fully open. So I would be more of the opinion to see whether it's so evident that, let's say, the at least the two full-time professors that are here on the list, we have one here, but Maggie is not present. If they really...
If
because of personal preferences, they would be happy with a two-person room, which might or might not be the case. I mean, it's certainly not something that we should impose, but we can ask.
Yeah, because in this case, Gisela could take one of the two-person rooms, and the other place would be for some kind of visitor.
That's not realistic neither. I mean, you have a foreign researcher coming visiting you, and you will put him in the admin office. You'll not do that. Maybe you can do that with an exchange student.
Or an intern.
With younger people,
You can't take a senior visitor and sit him in the the secretary.
We invite Nagao and we say, okay, you can sit with Gisela.
Okay, so this sets a bit the stage for Gisela then. We'll try to find out. Maybe we should remind that quite a lot of professors at the school actually share their office with their assistant, so it looks like sort of an implicit tradition.
Except for in every other faculty.
Okay.
Yes,
it is so. Every other faculty, as far as I have seen their offices and the people that I know, and that's in law, in socioeconomics, they all have their own office. I mean, in the law faculty, they're at best they're half done.
As we said, it's really a matter of personal preference. It cannot be something else. It cannot be imposed, for sure. So.
So I think, this sets a bit the stage. Could you try, please, to... do you want an extra piece of paper? Maybe try to... think on your own and then talk a little bit just to the people around you.
Again, Andre, I think that the only realistic way we can do is to speak for ourselves. I can tell you, according to what I know now, where I would like or would be ready to be, but I really don't see how I could decide for Maggie or Pierret or whoever else on the list.
No, the point was to try to...
There.
Well, just
why
talk to
we
them
do like
today.
Couldn't we do it like for the setup of meetings? You everyone receives that and should provide. Yeah, I would like to be here, and then you will have this multi-constraint problem, and you work during 2 hours, and you come up with the.
Would you ask people just for their place, or also for the other people's place?
For their place. I mean, that's the important thing you want to know.
What about the cafeteria? I mean, we're going to play as a cafeteria with a projector and all this all together?
It's not a cafeteria.
So
but that's an open question, whether it's a At the origin, it was supposed to be a pure reading room for relaxing, reading the newspapers, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a very long discussion about that. I think this discussion is still vivid, that some of the people, I belong to these people, would like to have a mixed room where you can have a reading room for sure, but also a meeting room if necessary. Or, as Susan said, a room, an emergency room where you can put some visitors in a decent environment for work, because you don't have any other place to do it. But that's really an open discussion. I think no decision, no final decision has been taken about that.
Okay, then for the next time, try to come up either with your own preferences. That's quite easy probably to state now that you know the constraints, or if you can poll a little bit the people around you, that would be, I mean...
the one that I don't want to have in the next room?
Well, just discuss it, yeah, for instance. I mean, no, I was thinking just ask people around you what they think about this. And I think, yeah, it would be nice to come with maybe a sketch of these. If you can do slides, it's even better, but don't be that formal. And we'll try to at least build up one coherent proposal, and we'll merge it with the other one when the other one is available.
Okay. I'll ask Maggie and Pierrette if they have preferences.
Mm-hmm. That, of course, is one of the main, well, not main, but one of the important features that we need to
know
about.
Yeah, since they're not at the meeting, I think it's a...
And I'll try to...
See, we should first ask
just for finishing, I mean, we have a cafeteria or we don't need at all?
We don't have cafeteria.
What do you mean by cafeteria?
You mean
a place what we can take a coffee also.
No, there is no coffee in the reading room.
No?
Yeah,
we
you can bring your coffee in the reading room.
We don't have any money for buying the coffee machine.
So since maybe you're part-time here and part-time at EPFL, there are at least two coffee machines in the building, one at the third floor, one at the first floor.
And they close at 5 or
no, automatic.
No, coffee machine.
Coffee machine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, there's the cafeterias downstairs, but they close at 5.
Yeah, that's the main problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's the two machines, and they're the vending machines where you just put the money in.
You can bring your coffee in the reading room.
Yeah, maybe this is not a very bad time. We could try to meet next Tuesday. next Tuesday, maybe a bit later, maybe at 11 o'clock.
Wait, Tuesday.
Come on, try to be nice.
We have no constraints, so it's...
Don't forget, we have the other meeting, the MGM meeting in the morning, so it would have to be in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Next
okay.
Tuesday, we have a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
That might be... Where is the meeting? It's in the mail?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, then it could be...
At 9:30, but we could have this meeting in the afternoon.
That would be great, because that would allow us not to move.
Very well.
Yeah.
So about 2 o'clock would that be okay? After lunch.
Yeah, after lunch.
It's not a very demanding meeting, so perfect. Then let me close this. And good luck for your arrangement games.
Thank you. Que nous sommes bien civilisés.
We're not using the pen. You know that they can track.
Yeah, yeah. Ce que tu écris,
c'est... You were not using it.
No. Yeah, I will tell you why.
Okay.